Welcome back to the program, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, now that I put my big boy pants back on and I can carry on with the show. Good grief, that surprised me. That was, let me explain what that was all about.
All right.
Okay. If you weren't here for the last segment, we did a stumper, you know, like we always do. And the answer to the stumper was Judy Garland singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
That is a song that my mother used to sing to me and the rest of my siblings, like at bedtime or something like that, or if we were sick or not feeling good, my mom would sing that. And my mom used to sing relatively professionally. She toured with Ray Anthony and cut an album or two here and there. And by the way, her stage name was Ruth Ferris. So if you listen, if anybody in the listening audience, and I'm not kidding about this, if you have an album of Ruth Ferris singing with Ray Anthony's band, I need you to contact me I have been looking for that album for years and years and years.
Well, I bet
and
you somebody does.
Somebody somewhere does, and I have been looking for that. I do not have any recordings or albums of my mom singing it. And it just, I don't know why, but all of a sudden, that just hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's like, wow, okay then. And so, yeah, I teared up like a little girl. So thank you for that, Tom. You now know my my kryptonite. If you ever use that for evil, I'll have to reveal the odd pictures I've found of you on your computer later on in the time. All right, so we were also talking about the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. The New York Times yesterday ran an article saying some very unkind things about the Clinton Foundation's program. The quote that is probably the hardest punch in the Times article is this. It says, "For all of its success, the Clinton Foundation has become a sprawling concern, supervised by a rotating board of old Clinton hands, vulnerable to distraction, and threatened by conflicts of interest. It's run a multi-million dollar deficit for several years, despite vast amounts of money flowing in." In other words, this is a foundation that a lot of conservative groups have known that it's been mishandled and misused and that type of thing, not managed well. But nobody really goes after it because supposedly they do decent charitable work and so forth. But it is obvious that this foundation, regardless of who the hands-on people are, has just been horribly mismanaged. And it is very interesting that the New York Times brings this up because we all know who really wants to be the Democrat nominating individual for the 2016 presidential run.
All right, just
Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Just to be play devil's advocate here,
okay.
Does Hillary Clinton have anything to do with the Bill Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, not only does Bill have hands-on, Hillary is hands-on involved in this, and so is Chelsea.
When has Hillary had time to be hands-on when she was Secretary of State?
Secretary of what? You know, she signs a few memos that she didn't really
sign. She was traveling all over the world constantly.
There's email, there's cell phones. The information seems to say that there's a lot of problems with it, and it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds and what happens with it. This is one of those things that I suspect may not make a real big splash right now. Strategists will probably just say, "Oh, let's take this ace and tuck it away over here."
Yeah, Reince Priebus is already cutting commercials that he can use in a couple of years.
let's just hold off on this, and we'll make a splash with it now, but let's find out. It's just an interesting thing, and what it says is, as politicians are, it's a front. They want you to believe that everything is nice and normal and everything is going well, when behind the scenes things are in turmoil. I just think it reflects the feeling of what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. If you, as an individual that's in charge of your foundation that has your name on it, see that things are not being done right, wouldn't you do everything you could to fix it immediately? But as they have reviewed the things, the Clintons knew that there were problems, but they didn't do anything about it. There was no need to because, well, it's not really in the public eye. It's not anything we got to take care of. That's what integrity is all about. Taking care of a problem when no one is looking. That's integrity. Taking care of a problem when the white-hot spotlight of the media is all over you, that's not integrity. That's guilt. Doing something and taking care of the problem when nobody will ever know whether it's right or wrong, that's integrity. Huh. What do you know? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, will be right back.
I cannot believe Jesse James cheated on Sandra Bullock. Who could have ever guessed that Jesse James would not take vows to the Lord seriously? I mean, whoa! Did that come out of nowhere? Sure, wife number two used to receive for money. But this guy seems like he was a real straight shooter. And the women that he hooked up with are covered in tattoos. Oh, it's so repulsive. I like when people act shocked because somebody has tattoos all over. Why would you do that? What do you think you're going to look like at 90? Nobody that's covered in tattoos will ever live to see 90. You've never been struggling with life's problems. I'm like, you know who I should talk to? That wise old man that has a snake coiled around his neck. If ever there was a man that was batting 1,000 in life, it's the guy that has a spider permanently on his face.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.